Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, I'm Blair Ledeh at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Doctors are worried about the number of kids in the hospital with COVID-19. The St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force reports 27 children are in the hospital with COVID. That's down from 31 the day before. 10 of those children are still in the ICU. The task force has started keeping pediatric numbers. They say since then, the number of sick children is the highest it's ever been. A suspect robs two men using an ATM at gunpoint. It happened in Venice, Illinois at around 1 o'clock this morning at the Venice Food Mart on Broadway. The victims went into the store and each withdrew $400 from the ATM. As they left the store, they were attacked, pistol whipped, and robbed. Those robbers drove away in a red Camaro. Police are checking surveillance video to try to identify the attackers. A follow-up on a home invasion that ended in a shooting. The homeowner shot an intruder last month on Grant Road near Forest Green Drive in Webster Groves. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell says the homeowner will not face any charges. Bell says this is clearly a case of an individual protecting his home. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, skies will become mostly cloudy this morning with a couple of rain showers possible this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms will become likely tonight with locally heavy rain possible late tonight. Low temperatures will fall to near 70. Saturday is wet with periods of rain and some thunder at times. Nice weather makes a comeback for the rest of the holiday weekend with highs in the 80s both Sunday and Labor Day Monday.